everyone. Thanks for dropping around. It's Michael Kerr here, and you're listening to Humor at Work. So October is official Sarcastic Awareness Month, which raises the obvious question, how sarcastic aware is your workplace? And although it's tempting to be sarcastic about the whole affair, here are a few non-sarcastic thoughts on the matter. Thought number one, although an Israeli research team has created an algorithm for sarcasm identification software program that can detect sarcastic sentences in online product reviews with a pretty good 77% accuracy rate, it turns out we humans are still very poor at detecting sarcasm in written correspondence. A study published in the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology, for example, found that although respondents thought they were right 90% of the time, readers only really have a 50-50 shot at correctly identifying the tone of any given email. Which brings to mind the term sarcasm, the gulf between the author of a sarcastic wit and the person who doesn't get it. Evidently, there's a lot of sarcasm going around, and this problem has been around for a while. The difficulty of signaling textual irony was, in fact, first commented on way back in 1509 by the Dutch humanist Desiderius Erasmus, who complained about the lack of a punctuation mark that could signal sarcasm or irony. So it's likely best if we all embrace the old saying, the written word does not smile, and be very careful about using sarcasm in emails or texts. Better yet, avoid it at all costs. Say what you mean, and mean what you say. Thought number two, since sarcasm comes from a Greek term translating roughly as to tear at flesh like a dog, we should also be very wary of using sarcasm in any workplace face-to-face communication, or else you'll end up losing face. Studies show that there's a far greater likelihood of people using and understanding sarcasm with the people we feel closest to, and you may be able to get away with sarcasm in some workplace relationships, but with new relationships, for example, well, I don't know, customers, sarcasm should be avoided unless you want to make a huge impression on someone. Am I being sarcastic right now? See how tricky it is to know? Thought number three. I met a manager years ago who was so notoriously sarcastic, his employees created a sarcasm scale that hung on his office door. He would adjust the arrow on the sarcasm scale to indicate how sarcastic a mood he was likely going to be in that day. It was a fun way of reminding him to be aware of how he might be coming across, and a reminder of everyone to not always take his comments at face value. Thought number four, a simple idea here to monitor the tone in your meetings. Have a noisemaker or colored flag available that everyone can use to either signal their intent to be sarcastic or that they can use when they want to humorously call someone out for their use of sarcasm. And my last thought, we have to remember that in some circumstances, there are employees that may only feel comfortable delivering a serious message with a sarcastic tone. It's just their style, and although no, it's never preferable, wise leaders should learn to read between the punchline and consider whether there's an uncomfortable truth being communicated that needs to be addressed. There's an old story, for example, of an automobile company that was closing down plant after plant as a way of cutting costs, when one of the sales managers piped up during a meeting with the comment, "Imagine how much money we'll save if we close down all the plants!" The senior leaders reconsidered their strategy. But for the most part, a sarcastic free zone is likely going to create a healthier, more positive work environment. Seriously. No, serious. I'm serious. No, I really mean it. Now my fun at work tip. Speaking of the sarcastically challenged, when Uber nerd Sheldon Cooper of The Big Bang Theory dons one of his Green Lantern shirts in an episode, he's not just making a fashion choice. The color of his shirt gives a hint as to what Sheldon's mood is on that particular day. Similarly, there's an office where the entire team has a color-coded fashion system that lets everyone know everyone's mood on any given day. So wearing black, for example, might mean stay away, I'm swamped today. Yellow could signal I need help, and green could mean I'm ready to tackle anything. The quote of the week from Groucho Marx, if you are having trouble laughing at yourself, I'd be happy to do it for you. I think he was being sarcastic. And finally, in our It's a Wacky World section, here's some accidentally funny humor that I found lurking on the actual pages of real-life insurance claims For example, I pulled away from the side of the road, glanced at my mother-in-law, and headed right over an embankment. The guy was all over the road. I had to swerve a number of times before I hit him. In an attempt to kill a fly, I drove into a telephone pole. I had been driving my car for 40 years when I fell asleep at the wheel and had an accident. As always, be sure to cruise by the old website www.humoratwork.com for resources, for books, for articles, and to sign up for the print version of this e-zine that includes links to more fabulous resources and ideas.